You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, as the hot days of summer roll along, so do we. And this week we're taking a look at the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading comes from Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 through 32. This is a pretty famous story. Our psalm response from Psalm 138. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Our second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. It's short, but it's powerful. And our gospel from St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. This might sound familiar as well. My brothers and my sisters, the other night, as I was trying to get my little princesses to go to sleep, one princess, who will remain nameless, should she ever listen to this one day, who is definitely the leading cause of my gray hair, as I asked her and tried to beg her and pleaded with her to actually join into the family prayers, and she was just being a little girl, and she was being, you know, her mind was in other places. She was overstimulated. She was bouncing off the walls. And I finally said to her, I said, sweetie, you know, we need to pray. You know, this is something we do, and it's important that we talk to God, especially before we go to bed. And she says, Daddy, why do I have to pray? He already knows what I want, and he already knows what I need. And I'll tell you something. For a young girl, very, very wise, wise beyond her years. And what's funny is that I've had the same conversation not only with four-year-olds, whoops, I just let you know which one it was, not only with four-year-olds, but I've had this conversation with 40-year-olds. I've had this conversation with 70-year-olds. I've had this conversation while drinking a coffee with a 16-year-old, you know, sitting and looking across the table at me and saying, why do I need to pray? You know, God, if God is all-knowing, if God is all-loving, if God is all-merciful, why does it matter if I pray? Why does it matter if I go to church? It's that common question. If God is sovereign and omnipotent and knows all these things, what does it matter the words I use and why I pray and all that kind of thing? And I think what's important for us to remember is that God knows our needs, yes, but we have to remember our need for him. God knows what we need. God gives us not always what we want, but what we need. We say that a lot. But we have to remember to be dependent on him. And what we're taught today in the gospel, what we're taught in the Our Father, and that is the beginning of this week's gospel, what we're taught in the Our Father is not just petitionary prayer, how to ask for what we need, how to go to him with what we need, but the Our Father teaches us something very important about order, and that is that we begin with adoration. And then we move on to petition. We adore God for who he is. We praise God and worship God for who he is. And we acknowledge who he is. And in doing so, we also acknowledge who we're not. And only after we adore him and worship him because he deserves that adoration and that worship, then do we go to him as children, to the Father, and we ask. And in doing so, we proclaim not only that he is God, but we show the right order of things. That it's more important to love him for who he is, not just for what he does. And in this gospel, as Jesus is praying and he teaches them the words of the Lord's Prayer, this Our Father that we call it, as he does this, he goes on to give us a parable and he goes on to talk about someone who comes to the door. And in a Mediterranean culture, there was an expectation of hospitality. So when someone's traveling from place to place, there's an expectation that when they knock on your door, they ask for food or for a place to stay, that you are expected and even culturally required to open your door to help them along their way. And this is how the culture worked, because a majority of the culture were peasants. A majority of the culture did not have a lot of money, and they had to rely on one another as a community. And what ends up happening in this parable is the person keeps knocking and keeps knocking and keeps knocking. And Jesus uses this as an example, this perseverance. If you keep persevering, okay, you're going to get what you desire. And it says, you know, knock and the door will be opened, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. And what he's kind of trying to explain to us again is this perseverance, and you can look at it this way, this perseverance in prayer, it's not nagging God. If you go to God over and over, you know, asking God for something as a petition, but if your heart is right, if your desire is right, if it's for something that you need, not just for something that you want to make your life easier, but if it's something that you need to grow in holiness, something that you need to grow closer to God, he's saying, God will give you what you need. And the greatest gift God ever gives us is the Holy Spirit. That's the last line that we have in this gospel reading. So listen closely for it. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Again, as you have our Father, we're given this prayer. It's our Father. Okay, so we're told, again, we're supposed to be in constant relationship with God and with one another. And we're petitioning him for our daily bread, that daily constant relationship. And you might wonder when you get to the gospel how the first reading and the second reading relate to these. Because truthfully, most people are probably going to talk about this first reading, and you have Abraham, and he's praying to God to spare the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. What if I can find, 50 holy people or 40 holy people? What if I find 10 holy people? And as he's doing this, he's trying to petition, God, hey, God, if I find these people, can you not go destroy this city? And yes, this is a story about God's mercy, and we can't ever confuse God's mercy with weakness. God is all merciful. But this is also an example of Abraham, whose heart is right, petitioning God in the right way. And when he petitions God in the right way, what we find is that God, again, Abraham is showing our dependence on God. Not just his dependence, our dependence, their dependence. Even people that don't know God are dependent on God. And those who do know God, now we have a responsibility to pray for them. How many people in your life do you pray on behalf of? How often do you go to the Father only with your own wants and needs? And how often do you offer petitions to the Father? How often do you intercede for other people with your prayer? People who don't know him, and even the people who do know him. And when we do that, we have to first praise God for who he is and for his great mercy before we do that, because we are all one family, as we're told. Our Father who art in heaven, we are in this together. There's a constant relationship with one another and a constant relationship with God. And the reason we have that constant relationship with God, as we're told in the second reading, is by our baptism. It's because we were baptized in Christ, and now we are divine sons and daughters of God through Christ's divine sonship. This is how we have that constant relationship with God, because Christ obliterated our sins, our transgressions, the claims against us, and now we can go to the Father as sons and daughters, and the only way we can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot here, my brothers and my sisters. Yes, these are stories of God's great mercy and God's great love, but it goes even deeper. This is an invitation into a constant relationship with God, the God who knows our needs before we ask, and the God who, for our own good, desires that we ask him frequently and constantly, that we go to him daily, because that's what an intimate relationship looks like, a daily, persevering relationship in which you rely on the God of the universe to care and to be present in yours.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.